What do you think was behind all those wars? Testosterone. I mean, all the damage, crime, murder, mayhem, and all, that's all testosterone gone crazy in the world. It is. All that testosterone out there. It killed 10 million people last century. For the Fuhrer, dedicate your testosterone to the Fuhrer. That's what it's all about, isn't it? Prove you're a man, prove you're brave, be aggressive. Get out there and be a good killer, huh? All right, so to reach enlightenment, then we have to turn our back on that. Because what's necessary then is to surrender everything to God, and the arms come through the bars here. First it's a banana, then it's $1 million of cherries. And as we let go of that, suddenly we realize that all the time we were free. We were free all this time, searching for freedom, and we already are. Let go worrying about survival, because the field of the self automatically guarantees your survival until your karmically destined end. The ego says, if it wasn't for me, you wouldn't make it. If it wasn't for me, you wouldn't remember to take your vitamins. No, the reason you remember to take your vitamins is because your ego was prompted by yourself. The infinite field, which knows that you're destined to hang out here till 97 years old, knows that you'll need so much vitamin to do it, and it prompts the ego to say, hey, I better check my cholesterol, you know? Then you do the Course in Miracles, and you say, cholesterol can't kill you, that's on your head. Then you go back to eating cheeseburgers. You can leave here when you leave here, you know what I mean? You can either have a miserable time here or have a hell of a good time. Why not? As long as you're not stuck in it. Because if you're not stuck in it, it doesn't make any difference whether you eat or you don't eat. And that's why if you get serious about spiritual work, you need a close friend or a family member. Otherwise, you'll have nothing but holes in your shirt and weigh 87 pounds. So, all right, so serious spiritual work then tends to sort of accelerate. It's sort of a karmic field behind it. There's times when it's interesting, and then you leave it alone, and then you come across a new book, and then you get going in it again. You think it's coming from out there. It's not coming from out there. It's coming from in sort of cyclic karmic propensities within you. And then something really grabs you, and you start to really get moving on it. And the momentum sort of builds up. And then there comes a point where it becomes the primary focus of your being. And at that point, the great drive to reach the end starts. You're willing to walk away from everything, throw it in the back of your truck, and drive away from it all. So we all know that the way to God is well-traveled, that we're not alone, that we're not alone because we're all together as one in doing so. Everybody on the planet right now is going to be off the planet. We all come back on the planet at the same time. All of us in this room are going to be all on the other side before long, right? Come on and off. So we come on, I think, to a degree by the level of inspiration of a group. That's sort of what pulls you together, a shared inspiration. It's not conscious. It's not really spoken, but there's a knowingness to it, you know, that we belong to each other and with each other.
At times in our lives, each of us feels alone. It is difficult during such times to grasp the idea that we are all one. We are part of the divine and never alone. It can be helpful to meditate or contemplate on this, exploring how you are actually one with all of existence. Perhaps you can practice using all of your senses as you do this exploration. Go out into nature, explore, feel, and smell into the trees and flowers. As you eat, taste into the food, knowing that it too is part of you and part of the divinity that is all. As you observe others throughout your day, you may take some time to explore the connections you have to each and every individual that you meet. You may wish to connect with your celestial angels and guides, again feeling into the oneness that you have with them. Give yourself permission to fully experience the oneness with all of existence and open your heart and mind to your connection with all.